Well, Saracens, Jackson Ray, thanks very much for your time. Not long to go until the finals of this year's JP Morgan Premiership Rugby 7 Series. You guys put in a very strong showing to win Pool B in Northampton, and well, it seems to me you're pretty keen on winning this tournament, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, last year it was a great start to the season, and obviously it led to a bigger success at the end. We see it as a great opportunity to, you know, get out in a competitive environment, blow the cobwebs away and, yeah, get ready for the new season, really, and hopefully end with another bit of silverware.
Yeah, indeed. And spectators are getting used to the fact that it's a chance to see some of the Premiership club's younger talent. Yourself and Owen Farrell, to name but two, who played in it last year and went on to get senior honours during the season. How excited do you and the other lads get about being able to go out and showcase yourselves to the club and to the fans?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it sort of did springboard some of us young guys to have some senior caps, and it showed the coaches, you know, that we're a strong, well, last year especially, a strong academy, and it gave us all the opportunity to show people watching, but mainly show the coaches that we can be, you know, A, good in a competitive environment, and B, work together to win a very competitive title, and also win it the way we did is really pleasing. It was very tough in the final last year, but, you know, we pulled together and got some silverware for the team, which is, you know, that's a brilliant start.
Well, it looks like things are going fairly good this year. James Short and Chris Wiles notching up 9 tries between them. Were they fairly unbearable to be around after that one?
Yeah, it was. We should have shared them around a bit, but, you know, we don't mind at all. We go into games, you know, we don't really mind if you score the tries as long as you play a good performance and, you know, get the wins. You know, that was what it was all about in Northampton, and I think we did that really well.
I imagine the competition's quite good for it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, that for them guys, you know, they're always in the end. Well, it turned out that way anyway. They was all in the end. Obviously, it was a wet night down in Northampton, and them boys finished it off really well and got in a great position during the games. And also brought it back for us really well, I'd say, against Gloucester when we did start so well. But, we finished with the win, which was really important for us.
Excellent. And as skipper of the side, will you be delivering a motivational speech before the first game on Friday, or will you be leading by example? What's your sort of style?
There's a lot of guys in the team that, you know, do... very, you know, experienced as well. It's not just myself. I'm quite lucky in that way that, you know, there's a few guys on the team and the coaches as well. We've all been around Sevens quite a lot as a group, and it's not really just me that does a lot of the motivation. Obviously, I know how to say what I need to say, and then other guys have this input as well. So it's quite, you know, an open forum really. But as I say, as being captain, I do try and get across my points as well as I can, and it's changing each game. Obviously, it depends on what we did in the last game. Or the previous game in the tournament, and basically on that really, just to keep going forward and obviously improving every game is what we want to do. So it's, especially a tournament like that, it's one night, improving on your last game is really important.
Sure. And have you still got Niels Maud giving you the benefit of his experience?
Yeah, Niels will be there, still carrying an injury, so he won't be playing, but he'll be there coaching, you know, giving us his knowledge. He's obviously played a lot of sevens, and it's really good to have someone like that, you know, also playing in the team with us. So he's like one of our, you know, what about colleagues, peers, and you know, helping us out and with his knowledge as well. It's good for banter as well. One of the boys, so it's good.
Excellent. Well, winning last year was a great precursor to winning the Premiership. Is Europe going to be the main nut to crack for the club this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously last year we did end up we had a really tough group, and it was the first sort of, you know, shot we had in the Heineken Cup. So it was really eye-opening for the team, and it gave us. Obviously, it was good to win the Premiership last year, but I'd say, yeah, it's one of the key focuses this year is to do better in Europe. And hopefully, win all of our games. That's basically the main aim, is win all of our games. And, progress through the group and go from there, really. But it is a focus, as I say. It's winning the Premiership last year was outstanding for the group we've got. And we'd like to do that again, but also we'd like to do better in Europe, because obviously we didn't progress out of the group last year, so it's one of our main aims.
Yeah, well, the first bit of silverware will be rearing its head this Friday. Finally, a word to any Saracens fans that might be at a loose end this Friday evening.
We had a lot of fans down in Northampton, which is brilliant, and I know it was a local, more local one. And if as many fans get down as possible, it does make it a lot better for us, you know, and having support there, especially last year, we had a lot of support down in Bath, which is really good. It does make a difference, so hopefully all the fans can get down. That'd be pretty good, and give us the support we need to hopefully bring home some more silverware.
Yes, defending the title. Well, best of luck in it, Jackson. Really appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the Stoop on Friday night.
No problem. Thank you very much.